A deduction that allows many small businesses to take the first $250,000 of their incomes tax-free was cut back significantly in the House version of the state budget. But senators may not vote to keep that change to that tax break. Peter Lohman runs a property management company in Columbus, employing 12 people. He says he got a big refund this year, courtesy of the small business tax deduction for sole proprietorships, partnerships, and LLCs, which his accountant had suggested not taking in the past, but then filed an adjustment for the last 3 years to include it.
Were it not for this deduction, I'd be paying essentially the same rate as like a Fortune 500 company that was headquartered here in Ohio, actually probably even a higher rate because they would probably get all kinds of other deductions that we don't have access to.
Lohman isn't pleased that the House has pulled that threshold from the first $250,000 in income tax-free back to the first $100,000. It's estimated that could bring in $193 million to the state, and House leaders have said that's money that can go to children's initiatives, education, and other investments. The budget is now in the Senate Finance Committee, and Republican Chair Matt Dolan says he's not ready to make that change.
We're going to probably look to see, is that loophole real and can we correct it? Because understand, it is a tax increase, and it's a tax increase on the very people that we want to help, and that is the mechanic, the pizza shop, the salon, the small manufacturers.
This small business income tax cut was passed in 2013 and was phased in. Zach Schiller with the progressive research group Policy Matters Ohio has said the deduction hasn't created job growth and that most business owners who claim the deduction don't get enough from it to create even one job.
To me, I see it as it's like flying an airplane over the state of Ohio and throwing money over the side.
Republican Speaker Larry Householder hinted at that when he talked about why the House budget cut the income threshold back to $100,000.
We think that when you get above that number, it starts to stray a little bit, and we're probably taking care of some folks that are putting it in the bank or putting it in their pocket.
And the amount of money the deduction cost the state was also a concern for its opponents. In 2017, when it was fully phased in, it was blamed as Ohio was suffering a $900 million shortfall in the budget, though its defenders said there was no evidence to point to the deduction as the reason. But Democrats have long said it's a problem. In February, House Minority Leader Amelia Sykes said during the budget process she wanted a hard look at it.
That costs us about $1 billion a year, and there is an opportunity for us to revisit that.
And Democrats got a change to that deduction in the House budget, which passed overwhelmingly, with only two Democrats among the 9 votes against it. But as he looks at the budget, Senator Matt Dolan says he's not convinced the deduction needs to be altered, especially since new numbers from the Office of Budget and Management show income tax collections are up nearly 4% for the tax year.
So if it's costing the state all this money, how come we have a great surplus? So make sure when you pay attention, things are working. You don't necessarily need to make drastic changes because they're working. So maybe we ought to let this play out a little bit longer.
Back at his property management business, Peter Lohman has heard the complaints that the deduction benefits mostly people who aren't using it to create jobs. But he says it's still helping small business owners across the state.
They're just people that happen to own a business in the neighborhood. Some of them are doing fine. Some of them are actually probably making worse than they would if they just went and got a normal job. I do think it's a little bit unfair that we're kind of lumping in this small business owner tax deduction with a lot of the big write-offs that make headlines that people take issue with.
It's estimated that 86% of those who claim the tax break now at the $250,000 level would still be able to with the change to $100,000. And while businesses have said it's not fair to call the deduction a giveaway to the rich, the Ohio Department of Taxation reports nearly all those who claim the deduction are in the top 10% of income earners in the state. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.